We're with Bobcat Goldthwait at the Provincetown International Film Festival, who is going to be honored with the Filmmaker on the Edge Award. So, tell us about your film that you have in the Provincetown International Film Festival.
The movie that I'm here with is called Call Me Lucky, and it's a documentary about my friend Barry Crimmins, who's a political activist and a satirist, a comedian. I've known him since I was 16 years old. But it's a little heavier than the other movies I made because it's about Barry as an adult survivor of child abuse, coming to terms with that, but not only coming to terms with it, but changing his life and other people's lives in the process.
What projects are you working on now?
Currently, I've been directing a lot of stand-up comedy specials for other comedians. I just finished Mark Maron's new comedy special, and I also direct on his TV show that's called Maron.
What would you like to see for LGBT equality in the next few years?
Well, I would like to see that. I'd like to see equality. I'm not a big fan of the words like tolerance and things, because that seems kind of pandering, you know. I would like to see actual equality. And I think as a nation, we still have our head in the sand about a lot of that. You know, hopefully things are turning a little bit, but I think people think things are better than they are.
Do you have a favorite quote, a mantra to get you through difficult times?
I probably have a couple. I'm a big fan of never forget that you can always quit. I think you keep quitting until you end up someplace you don't want to leave. That's how I live my life. You know, it took me a long time to end up being a guy who makes movies, but I've never been happier, you know.
My name is Kim Yeged, and my short is Coming Full Circle.
Tell us about your short.
My short is called Coming Full Circle. It's an animated short based on a play of mine called Hypocrites and Strippers. And the play, I refer to it as a comedy about selling sex and selling out. And the short gives a little bit, it's actually really fun. It's a sexual part. It talks about having sex with strippers. And very slapstick, very fun. And like the animation helps you go over the top with it.
And what was your inspiration for this film?
The inspiration for the film is the play. The play came out of actually my time in Los Angeles when I was a PA, and this whole idea of doing these jobs that kind of eat out your soul. And it's sort of this idea of being a stripper is somewhat more empowering than being a production assistant. And so I took those kind of ideas and I played with them and I made the play. And so what I've been doing is I'm making installments. The first one is kind of the introduction. It's like a teaser of the play and the series. The second one is about, okay, everybody wants to know what it's like to date a stripper and have sex with a stripper. So here it is. And it's very funny slapstick about how intimidating that is. And then the series keeps going on with different snippets of the play.
And what do you hope to accomplish with your film?
Well, most of my work tends to use comedy or sex or something amusing or provocative to draw attention to issues that, you know, are pertinent either to the LGBT community, to women. And I also think it goes beyond that, just this idea a lot of us are doing jobs that we hate and literally selling our souls because we think we need money or we think we need certain things. So starting conversations, raising awareness, and also just on a very basic level, giving joy and amusement, it's very funny. And also I would like to draw attention to the play. I think it's a great play, and I also would like funding to do more episodes of the animation because it brings to life a different thing. There's stuff you can do in animation that you can't do in a play.
What would you like to see happen for LGBT equality in the next few years?
First and foremost, I think we need an NERA, you know, like just take a step back, you know, something that just says women are equal, you know, not all men are created, all women are created, all people are created equal. I think we need something that says you can't be fired for being gay, you can't lose your housing for being gay. And I would like to see a sort of more holistic approach to social change, you know, not the environmentalists doing this, the queers doing this, women doing this, people of color doing this. I'd like us to come together in sort of the way we approach all of our activism to have a shared agenda and work and support each other.
We're with the legendary LGBT activist, Larry Kramer. Larry, tell us about your film.
It's Dean Carlomusto's film for HBO, Larry Kramer in Love and Anger, a documentary about my life. And she did a really fine job. It's a peculiar feeling watching your life portrayed in front of you. Some of it's nice and exciting to watch. Some of it's very painful. When I was sick, she managed to get me in the hospital, and I was so out of it. That's sort of hard for me to look at. But I think, aside from the fact that it's about me, I think it's about an idea of what we did, what we could do, and what we must do. And I hope that that will allow the film to be seen for a long time to come into the future, as kids want to see what we went through and how we fought our way out and how we saved ourselves, ACT UP, getting the drugs for everybody.
What do you think about the way that the normal heart was received?
Everything I've ever done has gotten a bad review in the New York Times, including the normal heart. And they find their own lives, and fortunately they come to be appreciated. I guess it's what I write is perhaps angry making, which in many instances is intended to be. And straight people resent that and don't take me seriously. I consider myself a writer, and I work very hard on my writing as writing, and they never pay any attention to that, only the message.
What would you like to see happen for LGBT equality in the next few years?
I would like to see the gay population more united. I wish we had some better and more forceful presence in Washington, where we could lobby for our rights as everybody else does.
I talked to Barney Frank about that one time, and he said we need to be as organized as the NRA, the National Rightful Association.
Well, the great social philosopher Hannah Arendt, who wrote about the Holocaust and was Jewish herself, said the Jews should have had their own army then and fought back. And ACT UP was our army, and I wish it were still in existence. I mean, it still is in existence, but not to the strength that it was. And I wish it could carry on, because we need it even more than ever, as we find out that the AIDS research is woefully behind, that the NIH has sold us the bill of goods, that they're doing things that they aren't doing. And ACT UP should be there fighting and putting their feet to the fire, and we're not in a position to do that now. We made up AIDS activism. We didn't know from day to day what was going to happen next, and we didn't know how to educate the world, and we didn't know how to deal with the media. And you teach yourself, and you discover that every reporter that's assigned to you has got to be retaught AIDS 101, and you do it. It's a never-ending fight. You cannot stop fighting for your rights, for equality at all. You have to do it 7 days a week and believe so strongly that you're worth it. I love being gay. I love gay people. And I get angry that we don't have what everybody else has. And my anger, which thank God I still have, is my motivating force.
What other projects are you working on?
Well, we just released, Farrah Straus has just published a book I've been working on for a long time called The American People, which is a history of homosexuality in America since the beginning of America. And I want every gay person in America to read it. It is our history. And I want us to learn from it. The first volume is just out. I have a second volume coming. There's going to be, I hope, a sequel on HBO to the Normal Heart movie, because the first one was so successful, thank goodness. So I got plenty to keep me going. So tell all your readers or listeners they should go out and get a copy of The American People by Larry Kramer.
Well, thank you so much.
My name is Bao Nguyen. I'm the director of Live from New York, which is currently playing at the Provincetown International Film Festival.
So tell us about your film.
So Live from New York is a look at SNL through the cultural institution in America, not just as a comedic institution, seeing how it reflected American culture for the last 40 years and sometimes impacted it in a way.
How did this opportunity to shoot this film come about?
So actually our lead producers, Jill Pomeroy and Tom Broker, came up with this concept. There's been a lot of films done about SNL in the past 40 years, and most of them looking at SNL through kind of who are the funniest cast members or what are the behind-the-scenes stories of the show. And, it's coming up on the 40th anniversary, and they're thinking, how can we take a different look into SNL? And for us, SNL is kind of this time capsule of America. You can look at any episode episode from a certain decade and kind of live that week in America. So JL and I actually had worked on a short film together that I directed, and that's how it came about.
What projects are you working on now?
So I'm based in Vietnam right now, so I'm trying to tell stories that are a bit different from the typical stories of Vietnam, which usually revolve around the Vietnam War, or kind of looking at Vietnam as a impoverished country. So one of the projects I'm working on is about marriage equality in Vietnam and looking at the LGBTQ community in Vietnam and seeing the nuances of that community compared to how people view them in the West and how those communities are viewed in the West.
How did that come about?
Well, in July 2012, the Vietnamese government was considering repealing their current ban on marriage equality. So for me, it was just an interesting story coming out of Vietnam that people didn't know. People just think of Vietnam as this communist country that was, you know, stricken by a war. And for me, Vietnam is much more than that. It's a very dynamic country. It's a very young population. And in many cases, it could be quite progressive compared to many Western countries. So for me, it's just taking a look at what some people think is a familiar subject in a different light.
We're at the Provincetown International Film Festival with Jennifer Coolidge, who is receiving the Faith Hubley Achievement Award, and we're just thrilled to have her on the show today. So this isn't your first trip to Provincetown, is it?
No. I grew up in Norwell, Mass, so I used to come down here with my family, and then, of course, later I came down here to party without my family, you know, have some good late nights in P-Town. And then, you know, I came down, actually, like, 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years, I did a carnival here. I did, you know, I was the Grand Marshal, and then, you know, I tried stand-up at Shawn Nightingale's Club. So I've been down here quite a bit.
Where are you living now?
I live in Los Angeles and New Orleans. Right now I'm in Cambridge doing a play.
Oh, tell us about the play that you're working on.
Well, it's called Saving Kitty, and it's written by this new playwright, Marissa Smith. And I get to play the mother of this, you know, very fancy liberal mother that lives on Fifth Avenue, and her husband works at the UN, and then, of course, her daughter comes home for a weekend and brings this potential husband, and it turns out he's an evangelical, and it's really well written. The mother part is really complicated, and it's a role I don't ever get to play. It's like someone with a lot going on, and I'm sure it's for the whole month of July at the Nora Theater.
When you did Best in Show with Jane Lynch, I mean, it was the first time we really saw a lesbian couple together in completely out like that, and it was just such a fabulous role model for everyone. It was so funny and so dry. How do you feel about that performance?
Well, I think it was probably my best movie experience. People often ask me, like, what was the most fun you've ever had making a film? And I have to say that was definitely Best in Show. I mean, and not only did we get to play these great roles and everything, but, you know, Christopher Guest really lets you choose the way she looks and the way she acts, you know, and you know, pair me up with Jane Lynch. What an incredible experience that was. So that was great. Jane and I had this amazing, like, month in Vancouver together.
So how excited are you for getting the award today?
I'm thrilled because it's just such an honor. I'm thrilled to be here to accept it, and what an incredible place to accept it with all my friends here, and, you know, I grew up here, and I've hit gold, and this is about as good as it gets.
Well, thank you so much.